Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We found out yesterday it might be heat wave everywhere except for Montana.
Exactly. They had snow yesterday. Did you see that?
Yes.
Wow.
There was a football practice in Montana, at Montana State. Is that in Helena? Because Montana, Bozeman. That's in Bozeman, Montana. They had snow flurries. So while we're talking about the heat bubble and the entire country's, you know, having unbelievable heat, we used to call that summer in the city. Remember that?
Hot time.
We used to call this summer. Now, is it supposed to be 90 in June? No. But when it is 90 in June, normally, like when there's a cause for a sprinkle or cause for a quarter inch of snow in the wintertime,
yep.
You know, we go into run to the Acme, the ShopRite, get all the food, get the toilet paper, get the eggs, get the milk, get the butter, and all those other stuff. but now the heat, it's like heat has been around forever. The sun is still there. When I was a kid, it was hotter than hell. And what we would do in South Philly in the concrete jungle, well, when the temperature was in the 90s, you couldn't walk on the asphalt. You couldn't walk on the concrete. You couldn't walk around anywhere. You couldn't walk on the sand on the beach in Wildwood, you know, which has the longest beach between the boardwalk and the water.
Thank you.
You had to wear like hip boots to be able to get to your spot near the beach in Wildwood.
Remember seeing photographs before there was air conditioning, and you know, people didn't have the window air conditioners, that they would sleep on their marble steps out front at night just to cool off.
Wow. Try doing that now. Now people are doing that because they can't afford to pay the bills. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to cover today, guys. The cheap fake thing that, you know, the fake, the real fakes and all the other stuff. I mean, that's insane. We'll get into that. But we also have, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. How about the Phillies, though? Why everybody thinks negative and everything? How about the Phillies last night?
Well, isn't Don supposed to do?
Yeah, Don's
going to have the news. Don, are you going to mention the great Willie Mays, the late great Willie Mays? And, of course, the Phillies who, unbelievable finish. Nick Castellanos, the guy that's mostly criticized in this town, is on fire. Four hits last night. Phillies win. So at least there's something positive here as we go into the dog days of summer. You know, basketball is over. The NHL is just about over. And I know I got to give my buddy Harry Mays some love. Harry Mays yesterday made a great point on social media, picked up by Crossing Broad, that in Philadelphia sports, there should be a moratorium between now and when training camp actually starts for the Eagles. No talk about football until something happens in football.
Agreed.
All right?
Agreed.
And some people are saying no talk about any sports except the Phillies until something happens in sports that means something. Maybe the Olympics. You know, people will talk about that. But anyway, here's Dawn. Dawn, you have the news to get this day going here?
You got to get this party started. Yes. It's Juneteenth.
Woo-hoo.
This is officially a federal holiday in Philadelphia. We're sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. In the news this morning, we are already at 72 degrees. The big story for all of us, of course, is not the 72 degrees, but all the heat alerts, excessive heat warnings that are going into effect. We'll talk about the forecast in a moment. We do have a breaking news story, a man shot and killed in Southwest Philadelphia. Also, Philadelphia police working to ID a man whose body was found in the Schuylkill River. We know that he's 30 years old, pulled from the water right near the 2400 block of Walnut Street last night. The 30-year-old man, as he was pulled out of the water, but we don't have any further details on the man's death. That remains under investigation, the autopsy underway. And they're actually putting out there, if you know anything, if you have any information, call 215-686, the tip line there, because they still are investigating this one. 75 new police recruits, now sworn Philadelphia police officers. We've talked about this latest class, the 405th class in Philadelphia. The group has graduated as the Philadelphia Police Department, of course, continues this major push in recruitment because we're still here in Philadelphia, the department, more than 1,000 officers short of what we need to keep our city safe with law enforcement. And in Philadelphia, the number of police graduates dropped to just 14 in all of 2022. So there are six application drives. They're putting this out there. The next one starts next week, asking you to apply. I also heard an ad. They're running ads now for corrections officers.
Oh, boy.
Because we are so low in the prisons, it's about that number locally as far as we don't have enough corrections officers to man and woman the prisons, to guard the prisons.
Why don't we have enough? We don't put anybody in jail. So why wouldn't people want those jobs? You're not guarding anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's the that's one of the reasons they try to seriously. Yeah. That's why they try to get the prisoners out, because they don't have enough room.
Yeah.
We need more social workers. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. That'll help, right? Grief counselors.
Yes.
Philadelphia police identifying that officer, and we've talked about this story, who shot a dirt bike rider as the dirt bike rider was reaching for the officer's reaching for his own gun, a concealed weapon, during a weekend traffic stop. So we know that 32-year-old officer Paul Moore, he is okay. He is, per standard operating procedure, on administrative duty pending the internal affairs and officer-involved shooting unit, six-year veteran of the department assigned to the 22nd District. So the guy who was shot is hospitalized. He survived, and he's in stable condition. His name, though, the suspect's name, who reached for the firearm in a confrontation with police, they're not releasing the suspect's name, but they are releasing the officer's name. And keep in mind, these two men in Philadelphia, I will point out to you, about the same age, early 30s, right? This shooting happened a Saturday afternoon, 3:20-ish Saturday afternoon, 2700 block of North 6th Street, West Somerset Street, and officers were following up on a tip from a police chopper about a dirt bike driver recklessly weaving through traffic. This is one of those huge issues we've seen, the famous one in Philadelphia. Remember some of these dirt bike drivers and riders just wreaking havoc. Remember the one where the mom actually got out of her vehicle, headbutted the guy. Remember that one. But in this case, the officer arrived, got the suspect, and explained to the suspect that procedurally they would be confiscating his dirt bike. Suspect, because they're illegal on city streets, suspect gets agitated. That's when he, according to witnesses and police, reaches for his concealed firearm, and the officer then feels for his safety, fears for his safety. Officer return, shoots him, and now the suspect in the hospital.
And it's not my style to criticize the local media, but I saw the story because I follow all the local Phillies, Channel 6, 3:10. I follow them all because I want to keep up to date on what's going on. Every single Philadelphia media, news media outlet, reported the story as police shoot man on ATV. Not like, hey, by the way, a guy was on an ATV and he pulled a gun on a cop and the cop shot. It's like police shoot man on ATV. That was the headline.
Thank you. That's the point. If you're going to release the cop's name, release the guy who pulled the gun on the cop, right? Why wouldn't they release both names?
Release all the information.
Yeah. Release all the information so that Steve Keeley can immediately put up the mugshot that was already on file of the 31-year-old who's in the hospital. I think that's
By the way, everybody needs a mugshot now. I mean, now that you have, Justin Timberlake has one.
Yeah.
I mean, are you have any street cred if you don't have, it used to be a tattoo gave you street cred.
True.
Now, if you don't have a mugshot,
it's true.
Are you really important?
I'm really disappointed, Tony, that you do not have your mugshot.
I don't have a mugshot.
When you were what? 16 years old and you were arrested for drunken disorderly.
I was like 13 and I was making out with random chicks on Broad Street during the Mummers Parade. And I was so wasted, even though I was drinking underage.
That is the
everybody
most,
was wasted. And I was at Broad and Tasker. That I'll is never the
most,
forget it.
That is the most Philly story ever, by the way.
Absolutely. So I'm drunk and, which kids do, and I'm making out with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody we used to make out on Broad Street before it was a big deal, before we had COVID and all the other diseases.
Yeah.
And I made out, and all of a sudden the cop grabs me and takes my belt, throws me in the meat wagon, as we call them, took me to the police station, and threw me in the slammer. And they didn't even cuff me in the front like they did Justin Timberlake, up there in Sag Harbor, Long Island. So they put me in a cell, and not at the vet. They put me in a real jail cell, I think down at the 10th and Wharton, where the police station is. Jeez. And then I slept it off, and they let me go, but I didn't get a mugshot.
And that's very disappointing.
It really is.
Jeez.
By the way, isn't that Justin Timberlake mugshot, like, the most handsome mugshot ever? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, there's makeup artists come in, put a little J.D. Vance eyeliner on.
I can't see the eyes, though.
Yeah, you're a little red.
Yeah,
it's a little red.
By the way, did you see what he supposedly had in his body in his blood test?
Well, somebody posted that, but that, I mean.
No, this is like a legit. Molly's, Poppers, Truvada, and Coke, supposedly. Damn.
Wow.
He gets the good stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Where's Truvada?
Truvada is an HIV medication.
What?
I know. That doesn't make sense. I think that's.
Fake news.
Not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't believe everything you see on Twitter.
You never know.
I know. I just wait for the deep fakes and the cheap fakes. That's all I'm looking for.
I'm going to say it at 6:15 in the morning. Can we stop getting our news from Twitter? Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
My Lord.
Well, it is Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, first of all, Phils, as Tony Bruno mentioned, Phils beat the Padres 4-3, go for the sweep, 105 this afternoon when it'll be 93 degrees, but it'll feel like 107.
We have the Nick Castellanos walk-off.
Oh, man.
If you want to hear this.
What a great night for him. 4-for-4.
Scott Fransky in L.A. With the call. Phil,
yeah,
if you want to,
awesome.
Phil, if you want to roll this, go.
And Castellanos has certainly had some big hits along the way. He's got two walk-off winners already this season. The pitch swung on, hit down the right field line, slicing away from Tatis. It is a fair ball. The Phillies are going to win it. Boehm is in to score. Casty has won it. Four straight hits.
Whoa.
Castellanos standing at second base as the Phillies pour out of the dugout. And they've stunned Suarez and the Padres. It's 4-3.
Unbelievable.
The ball was maybe a foot fair down the right field line, out of the reach of Tatis. And Castellanos, with his third game winner in walk-off fashion this season.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The audio courtesy of our sister station, 94 WIP, and the video courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Woo!
Beautiful.
There you go.
Beautiful thing. So the sad part of what's happening in the world of baseball, and we're hearing really some beautiful tributes, is that baseball icon Willie Mays has died at the age of 93 years young. Willie Mays.
I got to admit, guys.
Say hey, kid.
I did not know he was still alive, honest to God. When I heard that news this morning, I was like, oh, I had no idea he was still alive. 93.
Well, I did because, you know, being on in San Francisco radio for 17 years,
yeah.
And, you know, being out in San Francisco many times and meeting Willie Mays and seeing him at the Giants games. And interestingly, this weekend at Rickwood Park, which is in Birmingham, Alabama, the home of the Negro Leagues, they're having a tribute game with the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants will be playing each other. And Willie Mays, they said earlier this week, that he was not able to make the trip to Birmingham to celebrate. You know, Willie Mays played there in Birmingham and Rickwood Field, the oldest ballpark in America, and it's still there in Birmingham. I had a chance to go there many times. And Willie Mays, they said, was not going to be able to make the trip, but we'd be watching from home. But sadly, he passed away at the age of 93. One of the all, you talk about top five.
Yeah.
I don't want to do lists or anything. Willie Mays, one of the greatest players in baseball history and an even better human being.
And on Juneteenth, he's being memorized, you know, memorialized too. So, and speaking of this Juneteenth in Philadelphia, the African American Museum is going to have a huge block party this afternoon. And at 7 p.m., celebrations continue. It's a shame because they had hoped that many people would come out and enjoy this. But with a high of, well, they're saying 93 in the city of Philadelphia, 91 for the suburbs. Oof. Obviously, if you're down the shore, much cooler in the upper 80s. But tomorrow, 93 degrees. Friday, 96 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at mid-90s as well. And Monday, 93 degrees still. It looks like we'll get a slight bit of relief with a chance for some thunderstorms next Monday night. Okay.
You know what we call that here in Florida?
What?
Mayweather. Mayweather, that's what we call it. May.
Very good.
I love it.
It's amazing.
Are there still any air conditioners left available at Home Depot and Lowe's?
That's what happens. People will run into... They'll run in the Home Depot on Washington Avenue, as I call it, Columbus Boulevard, and then they'll be out of air conditioners and Fox fans. Everybody runs in, and it's sad because a lot of people don't have air conditioning.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of the schools don't have air conditioning still in the city. It's sad. Just go out to the pools. Are the pools open yet?
Yes.
Or do we not have lifeguards in Philly? Every year the pools don't open. Some of them don't open.
Or they don't put water in it.
Yeah, they don't put add water.
Dawn Stensland.
Stay hydrated.
Dawn Stensland's son is a lifeguard.
Yep, Michael's a lifeguard. Every year they're calling him. Everybody's calling him. If you're a lifeguard in the city of Philadelphia, some of the pools, because they're so desperate, they're paying 20 plus bucks an hour.
Wow. Gosh.
The minimum is like 17 bucks an hour for lifeguard.
Really?
And they'll pay your certification.
$50 an hour. $50 an hour, I'll be there.
You know where the highest paid lifeguards are?
Where?
In Los Angeles.
Really?
They make six figures out down there.
Really? In pools? Yeah. In pools?
No, at the beach.
Yeah, beaches. Yeah.
Because they're year round.
Speaking of the beaches in L.A., did you see that? L.A. beaches now, people are being warned to stay away from many of the beaches because of high levels of bacteria.
Mm.
So they don't have the heat we have here right now. But imagine, and I, you know, we're living in L.A. for 11 years. Everybody would go to Santa Monica Beach. But that is of dirty water places on earth.
Yeah.
I was afraid to put my foot in that water, let alone swim in that beach.
Say, reportedly, Justin Timberlake swam there. And now look at what medication he's on.
Exactly right.
Call back. Sorry.
But the pool at 5th and Washington Avenue is closed.
I have no idea.
In Philadelphia?
We need a pool update. We need a correspondent, a man on the street or a woman on the street. To see if any of the damn pools are open.
They are open, but they're doing it on a rolling basis. So they open last week, the first 3 to 5. Every week, it's 3 to 5 more. And I think that's their way of dealing with what you're talking about. They're still trying to hire lifeguards. They do offer free swim lessons for everybody.
Wow. Nice.
Which is fantastic.
Do what a lot of people do. Just go to the art museum, get in the fountains, you know, whatever you need to stay cool.
That's right.
Don't jump in the river. Don't jump in the Delaware or Schuylkill rivers, sadly, because somebody died there. Somebody fell in. I don't know if they fell in or what happened, but
Well, the sad thing is that at some of the, like the one on Oregon Avenue that was close to our house, they had to have security down there as well.
At the pool, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. How long until somebody gets shot at one of these pools?
Right. It's you know, when you're a lifeguard, one of the reasons why they probably can't get them is because it's not safe down there.
Now, 91 LXers says, when Tony swam in the Playboy Grotto, the water there, I don't know if I can read the rest of
it. It looked like egg drops.
The water looked like egg drop soup.
That's funny.
Oh.
You know, but Robin was in the grotto pool, too, at the Playboy
Mansion. Yes,
I was. That's a bucket list item that we already checked off but can never happen again.
Yeah, it's
that's
gone.
One of those things that could never, ever happen again. How about that?
Remember when Ed Rendell with his all hairy back and chest?
Oh, yeah.
And every year Ed Rendell would jump in the, like, that was the inaugural, and all the children would be like, oh, no, I'm just teasing. But he did. He was just celebrate the opening of the pools.
Yep.
I remember when Jim Kenny used to do the Sanctuary City dance in the waiting pool down there on Oregon Avenue. Yeah.
It's a sin.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. Explore the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Defender, Discovery, and Range Rover models. Just schedule a test drive today. Land Rover, Willow Grove, Westchester, Harrisburg, or Wilmington. Find yours today. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our first edition of the news this morning, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, we should take a quick break right now. The 6 o'clock hour, sponsored by Budget Blinds. Summer's a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. budgetblinds.com. I'm a customer. They do a great job. Thank you, Budget Blinds, for sponsoring the 6 o'clock hour. We have a lot more. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, Dawn Senslin, and myself coming up. Stay there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Biden had the amnesty thing, and now he has been put on ice for a week. They sent him down to Delaware, so he'll be there chilling, staying away from the media. Yesterday, I don't know if you caught the other cut. I think that's coming up on the cut sheet later on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with all the cheap fake and deep fake stuff, yesterday Biden made an announcement and then had trouble mentioning the name of his own health and human services, DHS secretary. No. Did you see that cut?
Yes.
Was that a cheap fake, deep fake? Was that another glitch? I don't know anymore. I think the fact that the White House was the one who put this feed up, I don't think they can say that this is a cheap fake. And while Biden was doing that and then getting ready to go to Delaware for the next week for the debate next Thursday, Kamala Harris was welcoming the cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, including the hairstylist for what's-her-face?
Dylan Mulvaney.
And then he had a news conference.
Yep.
This guy who looks like Jesus. Remember Philly Jesus?
Jonathan Van Ness. He wears, or she, you don't know anymore, wears women's dresses.
No, it's a
long
dude.
He
acknowledges himself as a dude.
No, he has long hair, and then he has a full beard and mustache.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a dude. He doesn't claim to be a female.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't claim to be trans.
His
claim to fame is he's a dude's hairstylist.
Since we're
a guy pretending to be a woman,
so he's just a crossdresser.
Since we're talking about this, let's play it, Phil. If you want to pull up cut 14 here,
yeah, I want to hear this.
This is the this is Kamala Harris welcoming Jonathan Van Ness.
Exactly.
He identifies as non-binary using they, he, she pronouns.
Okay.
They attended a Pride event to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Queer Eye, hosted by the vice president. Cut.
I mean, no. I mean, there's just not enough days in this month. I mean, how many days do we have? We only have, what, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Only 12 more days before Pride Week is gone. What are we going to do then?
I don't know. Yeah. Pride Week, Pride Month, Pride Year. Cut 14, go. Look at that. That's a dress, I guess? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a smedium.
It's very confusing.
It's a smedium.
He has beautiful hair.
Yes, he does. Well, I mean, he's a stylist.
I was just
That's what they're doing at the White House while the country's... While you got Putin flying to North Korea and meeting with Kim Jong-un. You know, you got boats out from Florida. The Russians are coming. And then the White House is bringing in... Didn't they learn from the people that they brought on the White House lawn, some of whom are now in jail, including the dude with the one dude who's now been charged with sexual assault, the one that took his top off?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
And they still keep trying. Listen, they can do whatever they want. But talk about tone deaf. Talk about promoting things as something that's more important than what's going on in New York City and Philly with all these criminals.
Damn it, Tony.
Raping and
decency was brought back to the White House.
It's back,
don't
on, the
you know
back
that?
On the ballot. Decency is on the ballot.
And then you mentioned one of the Queer Eye cast members taking to the podium. This is cut 13, Phil, if you want to put this up. Cut 13, go.
Welcome today, everyone, to the White House. I'd like to briefly answer some questions. Go ahead, I'm ready.
JVN.
Oh, yes.
Is it true that it's all your natural hair?
Yes, I can confirm that this is not a wig.
Follow up question. Do you use your own products?
I do use JVN hair, actually exclusively for over 4 years. Next question.
Is it true Karamo is your favorite member of the Fab Five?
I will say that I can confirm that Karamo Brown is my favorite member of the Fab Five. I also have a very strict rule that if I'm only with one of our castmates, they are, in fact, my favorite.
There we go.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Your government at work. At least Kamala Harris has something to do while they're working on ways to get rid of her to bring Hillary Clinton or Gavin Newsom in.
Yeah. Yeah, and this wasn't. Think about you're in a major city and you're watching these privileged, wealthy individuals in the cool air conditioning, right, of the luxury of the White House. think of all the headlines we're all dealing with in real time. Think of New York City, the guy, the Ecuadorian illegal guy that the NYPD caught that raped a 13-year-old girl in broad daylight.
You saw that the people, good Samaritans, tackled this clown and held him until police showed up. Yeah. That should get a key to the city. That one dude in particular who held him down until the cops came, that guy should get a key to the city. But they won't even acknowledge him except in the New York Post and in New York City, where people now have to take matters into their own hands to protect their communities.
Yeah, did you hear that the one guy who knew that this was him and took him down originally, and then the other people helped him afterwards, was talking about how he just had, you know, his either wife or girlfriend just gave birth to a little girl. And he said, you can't have people like that walking around. And he decided that he was going to take it upon himself to do something about it.
Yeah, so think about what you're saying. And we're going to see more. We're going to see a rise in vigilantism here in Philadelphia, New York, across the country. We've seen it before, but I think we'll see it at unprecedented levels because, as we started out in the news this morning talking about the fact that because of defund the police, even though that's dead here in Philadelphia, thanks in part to Mayor Sherelle Parker, who campaigned on that as far as, rebooting our police department. But I think that we're so far down in every city, whether especially New York, especially Philadelphia.
Well, that's what we keep hearing, but we're seeing crime 24/7. And so, look at incidents of Juneteenth festivals. People are being shot. I mean, these are supposed to be days of joy, days of celebration. And in Chicago last weekend, 70 people were shot. And the mayor is holding a news conference to say that he has the most black members of any city administration in Chicago history, boasting about that while 70 people were shot in Chicago. So I get it. Like, there's nothing wrong with promoting the fact that you're promoting people. But when you're tone deaf and you're ignoring what's going on in your own cities to try to make people think that you're doing a great job and spending $30,000 a year on hair and makeup. I mean, even Robin doesn't spend $30,000 a year on hair and makeup.
Nah.
And if she did, she'd be out on the street.
On her marble steps.
Yes.
Her marble step. But speaking of that, we have an update on the Casa Bruno. Have you seen it?
No.
She is rising. Oh. The shell is up.
She is rising. If you switch to Tony's camera, I can show you the latest video.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT, YouTube.com/at1210WPHT.
This is exclusive footage. Now, you're not getting this anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Vila is not doing this. You're not seeing this on Queer Eye. You're not seeing this on the Property Brothers or on HGTV or any of the
So what you are going to see here is we are standing inside the middle of the shell.
Yes.
And we're going to pan around, and all the exterior walls, except for one small part, are now up.
Nice. Look at that. Look at that.
Concrete, baby. We don't build stick figure homes down here. We go concrete, baby.
Right on the
concrete
water,
too. Right on the water.
Water.
Right on the water. It's exciting to see the house go. You know, I mean, we were excited when the dirt came, and now here they are. These guys who do the block work, they're amazingly talented people. All the window frame, all the window openings are in. There'll be a second story on one side. There's our view of the sunset every night. Just it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a big live 1210
meetup.
There's so many people from the Philly area down in the Cape Coral, Fort Myers area.
Yeah.
And so we hope to be in there by Christmas. So we're going to have a big bring Rich Zeoli down there. Zeoli loves Florida.
He does.
Jim Kenny's probably down there right now.
Yeah.
Just invite all the 1210 folks in the area down here in Cape Coral.
It's amazing how many people from Philly, New Jersey are down just around us in the Fort Myers, Cape Coral area.
Yep.
No, Casa Bruno is not similar to the Branch Davidian compound. Come on, man. No, Mexico did not pay for the walls.
I did. Not
and by the way, every single person working on this home.
Yeah.
is a legal immigrant working their butts off, and these are great human beings.
Amen.
They all have licenses. They all have permits, and that's what makes America great. These people came in the right way,
yep.
and they're out there working in the hot sun every single day,
yep.
and they don't complain. They don't bitch about anything. They're just happy to have jobs, and they do a great job. So all these people trying to do all this, you know, we got to get rid of these people. We're not trying to get rid of people, the immigrants. My parents were immigrants. It's not the immigrants that's the problem. It's letting people in unvetted from all over the world who we don't know where they are, who they are, what their plans are. That's the simple explanation for this whole thing.
And if you talk to a lot of the people that come over here legally, they're saying they don't want the illegals
yeah.
because it's
exactly.
taking away a lot of their rights and options, and they're being lumped in with all the illegal activity that's happening,
exactly.
and it reflects badly on them.
Also, yeah. where do you think the illegal, you know, convicts who left, you know, Ecuador, Venezuela, where the crime rates are going down, where do you think they hide? They're not hiding in Chestnut Hill where I live,
mm-mm.
right?
No.
They're
exactly.
they're hiding in a neighborhood, whether it's in Philadelphia or whether it's Chester County. They're hiding within people that they feel like they can be camouflaged. So
yep.
then it's like a wolf in sheep's cloth, and they're preying on the children and the women and mm-hmm. folks in those communities. That's
absolutely.
Why Trump's numbers we see in not just the African-American community, but in many immigrant communities across America. That's why we see Trump's numbers going up.
The yeah. woman in Maryland. Now, Maryland, you know, is there are a lot of rich areas mm-hmm. where the woman who had the five children who was killed last year by the immigrant who had come in here illegally and has been there's people have been coming in and out of the country 16 times getting deported, and they're coming back into the country. And nobody seems, when I say nobody, very few people seem to care. Imagine going for a walk, you know, by the way, in a well-to-do area, you take a walk in the woods. And you get jumped and murdered, raped and murdered in your own backyard.
Yeah.
And these are supposed to be, these are normally safe communities. I mean, who would want to walk anywhere now in their own neighborhoods? If you live in, you know, in an area where there are trails and stuff, this stuff's happening all over the country. And people are trying to paint this out as, well, you know, this is rare. You know, MSNBC and that, what's her name, the chick that used to be there that replaced KJB, who was previously the worst press secretary ever.
Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
Peppermint Patty. You know, there's no migrant crime. There's no illegal immigrant crime. No. I mean, it's just like, don't believe what your lying eyes are seeing.
Deep fake.
They kind of tell us to not believe what we can actually see is happening.
Deep fake.
You know what it feels like? Especially the deep, how they're trying to say that the videos of Biden freezing up, stumbling and all that are deep fakes or cheap fakes. It's like you hear these stories of women who've walked in on their significant other actually having sex with another woman, and somehow or another, the man is able to talk himself out of it, saying that while the other woman is getting dressed and slipping out, he's like, "What do you mean? There's nobody here, honey. You're seeing things. What's wrong with you?" And then she ends up believing it. That's
yep.
what I feel like these people that believe yeah. the mainstream media, this is, you're not, don't pay no attention to the man behind the green curtain. I mean, it's just insane.
Sorry.
By the way, I'm wearing my Temple University shirt today.
I see that. Beautiful.
Because as you know, the president, former president, Trump is coming into town,
yes.
and you can tell how tolerant the one-party cabal is in Philadelphia. As there are now, people were texting me yesterday, I'm going to go out there, and I want everybody to order tickets. I want everybody to order tickets online and then not go, because we don't want Trump in Philadelphia. These are the people who are the ones who are tolerant and, you know, they're woke and everything else. That's what they're trying to do. That's how much. And I know Temple's under a lot of heat. How dare you allow Donald Trump to come into Philadelphia, you know, on a Saturday afternoon? I mean, that's how insane things are now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden comes in like every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama would come in every other week to Chestnut Hill, shut down traffic, shut down the airport. week after week after week, Trump comes into town one day on a Saturday, and everybody's going crazy. Oh, the media's going crazy. Oh, my God. We can't have Trump. How can we have Donald Trump coming to Philadelphia, for God's sake? Will Bunch is having heart attack after heart attack. Can you imagine that?
It's like
and people are ripping Temple.
It's like
Hitler, ripping Temple University.
It's like Hitler coming to Madison Square Garden. I think I heard somebody say that too.
Wow.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just insane. Have you seen that they're actually trying to get people to register for tickets? And
I just said that, Robin.
Yeah.
I had some clown with 500 followers, 300 followers.
300.
Hey, guess what? I saw him post, hey, everybody, here's what you got to do. You got to order tickets online, and this way, when you go there, they won't be there, so then Trump can't say he could fill up the Leocora Center. That'll show him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got
can
my
you
tickets.
Believe this?
Dawn's going?
This is America.
Oh, yeah, I'm going.
Dawn's going.
Yeah,
wow,
I got my
you.
Tickets.
Nice.
She's got her tickets.
So get your tickets.
Listen, you can go. I've never been to a Trump rally. I've never been to Mar-a-Lago.
I'd like to go
and there's rallies every weekend here. You know, I don't. Yeah. I'm not a big rally guy.
Do Trump?
You know, I mean, I'll go to a you know the beach club and have fun and have cocktails and stuff.
Yeah.
You could
but
be
I'm not
like,
standing in.
Wait, Robin. Wait, Miss Robin and Tony Bruno could be like the new. Remember when Mika and Joe used to be friends with Trump?
Yeah.
And they would go to Mar-a-Lago all the time. So you guys could like take their spot in a good way.
Ah.
In a Mar-a-Lago visit.
Cool. Yeah, people are asking me that I should be in Philly and Trump should bring me up on the stage.
I think you should introduce him.
I think
him.
So, too. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, who's more Philly than me? Let's be honest now.
It's true.
Well, Dawn, you're Philly.
No. No, nobody's. Tony Bruno is Philly. I love that idea, actually.
Yeah.
I've hosted rallies against Norman Brayman in Center City, Philadelphia, when Reggie White was allowed to go. So I'm a guy who understands important rallies when you're trying to rally people against the evils in the world. And so Trump's the evil now. Rachel Maddow and the View chicks are all worried about them getting thrown into jail. I mean, can you imagine? Can you believe the insanity of these people? I mean, wasn't Trump in office for 4 years? Who did he put in jail? Which media did he? Which media? He just called the media fake news, and they act like he's a Hitler. I mean, listen, you know, vote for whoever you want, but if you're supposedly tolerant and you're supposed to be free speech people, and then you're trying to get tickets at Leocora Center so that you can have empty seats there to teach Trump a lesson, there's something wrong with you. There is something
wrong
with you.
By the way, all those chicks on The View, and excuse me, Dawn and Miss Robin for saying chicks. I know.
Oh no, they would be complimented by that.
I
would,
yes.
They're
actually,
hags,
chicks
they're
is
not chicks.
Much nicer than what I would call them.
All those,
chicks grow up into chickens, and then they give you eggs, and then they give you wings, and then they give you everything else that you need.
All those ladies on The View and Miss Maddow too were they got rich during the Trump administration?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like Rachel Maddow got so rich, got so popular that she worked out a deal a couple of years ago where she has to work one day a week.
Exactly.
One day a week. So, like, enough with
she
this.
And Howard Stern, all these people, it's funny, the media people who are all, they hate Trump. Without Trump, they wouldn't have made money. They wouldn't be writing books. How many books are being written about Joe Biden? Nobody, because you can't make money writing a book about Joe Biden. These people got rich off of Trump, and now they don't want him back. Without him, what are they going to talk about? Well,
it's
if
true.
He's president, they have something to talk about. If he's not president, they have something to talk about. They'll never be happy. But Rachel Maddow's smart. You know, all these morons, Joy Behar and those other mutants on The View, they're dumber than a box of rocks, okay? All of them, whoever the conservatives are, I don't care which one. Do they have one member of The View that anybody respects as a credible, smart, journalistic-type person? It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a game show. It's embarrassing.
By the way, QJ on the YouTube video feed says Dawn isn't more Philly until she Dawn isn't more Philly than Tony till she spouts some stories of drunken makeout sessions at the Mummer's Parade.
Yes. Yeah, I'm tempted to say it like I made out with a mummer one time at a Mummer's Parade. Okay, how about that?
Tell us that story.
How about that?
Tell us that
see,
story.
The advantage of growing up right off of Broad Street, because I grew up at, right off of Broad and Mifflin, you know, and Broad and Wharton first, and then Broad and Mifflin. So all I had to do on New Year's Day was just walk around the corner. Yeah. I didn't have to worry about parking. People parked on the sidewalks. You know, now the Mummers Parade doesn't go anywhere near there, you know. That's what we used to do. And I'm not ashamed of it. That's when Philadelphia, people loved each other. And I think still people still normally do. I don't think everybody's at each other's throats in Philly. People who have common sense can see what's going on. You know, and if you're happy with the way things are going, then do what you want. I don't tell anybody who to vote for. But it's amazing that the people who are supposed to be the most tolerant are the ones who are the least tolerant. And, you know, there's all this stuff about, talk about, the media is basically, and you see it now after the cheap fakes and the deep fakes, there is a full-on blitz by the media to try to push Biden in. And if he fails next week on that debate, you watch, the very next day, they'll be bringing in, that's why Hillary was at the Tonys the other night. Hillary's now lurking again. And then you got Gavin Newsom, who can't even run his state. Is one of the potential replacements. Could you imagine if they pick Hillary Clinton and she tries to run one more time?
Yeah.
Imagine the Kamala Harris camp. What would they say? Right? I mean, how do you get rid of Kamala Harris?
It can't happen.
Who's the vice president? And
what if they try to run Hillary and Kamala together? Oh my God.
Heads will explode. Hey, we have to step aside for a second so we can take a break and then come back
exactly.
to the top of the hour news. We have all of that. Cutchy coming up at 7:45. Dawn's news coming up at the top of the hour. More from Tony Bruno and Robin. Maybe more makeout sessions at the Mummers Parade when Tony was 13 and drunk. Philly, Philly, Philly. We'll be right back. But first, I want to talk to you about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge. Casino. Did you have Kyle Schwarber last night? I believe he hit a home run last night for a Dinger Tuesdays. 105 today. Schwarber plus 186 to hit a home run. I would go Bryce Harper. I would go Bryce Harper at plus 250. Maybe Trey Turner at plus 370 for a anytime home run today. 105 against the Padres. I love sports, and I love them so much I never want them to stop. But the playoffs are over. Now the Boston Celtics won. We have fewer games. So it's on to baseball. FanDuel lets me keep the sports going whenever I want. All I have to do is open the app and dream up bets anytime I'm in the mood. And during the summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking up all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day all summer long. So head on over to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to make the most out of your summer. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD and the betting partner of Major League Baseball. 21 and over. President of Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Wager required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.